What's the buzz in your backyard? We'll talk about it. Kate Delaney at the helm of a rocky ship. I say it's rocky because, boy, everybody in my world is complaining about their health care plans, worried to death that they're going to be jacked up like their friends in California or in New York. Three times more is what many people are going to pay for their premiums. This is the reality for some. For some, it means they'll get health insurance that they're in between and they can pay for it and they have a crazy pre-existing condition that would have sent them careening into the poorhouse. Regardless, what a debacle it's been, and it's been made fun of even in Saturday Night Live, although there are no sacred cows there. It's easy when you look at politics, but how easy is it to pick on Kathleen Sebelius? People in her own crew, the Democrats, really don't have great things to say, obviously, about the rollout of the website, healthcare.gov. And since October 1st, while more people are starting to enroll, there still are a lot of problems in trying to figure out when completely across the board things will be operational where they're not completely crashing. So they fixed the initial problems. There are still a few little things that have to be done with the website because they're having malfunctions here and there, just depending on when you go on, I guess. Because there was a key malfunction that brought down the Obamacare website and was fixed on Monday morning. And this is what happens every day. It's kind of like, you know, when you go to the Super Bowl and you're a media person, it's overkill because for a whole week you're talking about the same thing, sometimes different people and interesting people, but you're talking about the game and who's going to do what and what's going to happen and what ultimately the X's and O's and how do you get there, right? So the X's and O's every day are being discussed about the website. So once again, it crashes. There was an outage. And a spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services, not Kathleen Sebelius, has to release a statement, come out and say, well, there was a networking problem at the contractor, which is a subsidiary of Verizon, and they're to blame for the outage. And that's why there was a failure in it. So no matter which way you turn on this thing, you're navigating, as I said, some rocky waters. So it interrupted the website to the IRS and some of the other databases where you try to determine the eligibility for coverage. But by Monday morning, Verizon fixed it, and it was fully operational for the public anyway by Monday afternoon. And see, that was one of the things over the weekend that Kathleen Sebelius was, she was looking for the silver lining, and she was saying the hub was one of the technologies that was working. It was just great. There was no problems with it, and then it crashes on Sunday. And it happened while they were trying to solve other problems created on an account on the site. So it's blow up after blow up after blow up. Let's put it this way. The biggest problem to me is that you have contractors that have been paid over $300 million for healthcare.gov. $300 million. Do you think you could build a working website for $300 million? And for goodness sake, the lead contractor on the website messed up the Canadian websites. So once again, we go back to vetting companies. Who picked the company in the first place that was going to get the big bucks to do the website? That's a lot of money to do the website. That's a lot of money. So I think we go back to that, the frustration, the buzz in the backyard, the malfunction, the application tools, all that stuff. 3 weeks, massive failure. 3.5 years to put it together. 3.5 years, and that's what we get. So it doesn't give people a comfortability factor in signing up and feeling like, first of all, their information is private. I mean, after all, we've been spooked by the NSA and, oh, we can't help it. So to think that you could go and get this private information about your, put it in, your stuff about pre-existing conditions, social security numbers, all that, all the personal things that you would sign into with healthcare.gov when they're asking all these questions, I think it doesn't instill confidence whatsoever. So here's a big question. Should Kathleen Sebelius be fired? Should for once the president fire somebody he's working with? Give her the pink slip. Replace her. How much of this do you blame on Kathleen Sebelius? This is her baby. She was in charge of it. The buck has to stop somewhere. You can't have problem after problem. And the biggest blunder, hiring a company that did terrible in Canada to put together the system that you're rolling out for health care that has been debated for 3 decades. So I say Sebelius should get the pink slip because she's not doing the things that you need to do as the key administrator. And all you need is one big blunder like this. And you can't suffer through this kind of a blunder. But I have a feeling she'll still hang on to it. And whether she's getting ripped on Saturday Night Live or Late Night Comics or any of that, or being called a laughingstock, or we're being called laughingstocks in the United States, I think her credibility, that's the key thing, the credibility is so down for Sebelius. And it's such a big position. It's a cabinet position. How can you have a member of your cabinet completely off the radar when it comes to the punch list? She has no equal in this right now. And then the fact that you had just another weekend with a technical problem where when do people sign up? On the weekend when they have the time. Am I being too hard? Am I being too harsh? I mean, she's getting hammered all over the place for the screwed up rollout. And the president is escaping some of this blame game stuff. So I say, she's got to be pink-slipped. If you're a leader, sometimes when you pick somebody that's wrong for the position or they botch something so poorly, look, they've done it in the military. For goodness sake, Stanley McChrystal criticized the president to a reporter in the Rolling Stone magazine that was following him around, and suddenly he wasn't in his position anymore, so they can't bounce Sebelius, for goodness sake. And, of course, they say from the White House they have full confidence in Sebelius. Full confidence in her. What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. On the flip side, some thoughts on the NSA from the former VP. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's been 5 years since I was involved in classified information. And I wouldn't want to discuss it, anything that I was involved in or that I had knowledge of in the past. That would be totally inappropriate for me. I think the unfortunate aspect of it is that Mr. Snowden has, in fact, divulged a lot of information which is damaging to the United States. I am not talking about a specific program. I'm talking about our overall intelligence capabilities are important to the security of this nation and need to be preserved. It's nothing new without talking about specific details, which I'm not, or specific targets. It's something that we've been involved in for a long time.
So the White House, the current administration, and the former VP, Dick Cheney, actually agree on something, and it is about global spying. How about that? Thanks for jumping over the wall with me here on ATN, and it's true. On Monday, because there's been massive criticism from every world leader you could possibly find about what's being surveilled in their neighborhoods, they are backing the idea that the NSA needs to do this. This is what the Obama people are saying. And it's kind of a dilemma, I believe, for a democratic organization like that one, except for it goes to show you how it's a seesaw over there. Yet the Senate Intelligence Committee Chairwoman, Dianne Feinstein, who is a big supporter of the NSA, surprisingly, saying that she totally opposed spying on U.S. allies. She was the one, and that she thinks there should be a total review of intelligence gathering. However, like I said, the White House is saying, no, we have to do what we're doing. We need to do this, like Dick Cheney, the former VP, said, to be safe. So you got nine European parliamentarians who came to Washington to investigate all of these revelations from Ed Snowden. He's like the gift that keeps on giving for any of the newspaper people he's connected to, like The Guardian, The Washington Post, or Der Spiegel, the German people, because they're leaking all this stuff out. And supposedly that was one of the things that Vladimir Putin said he would not tolerate, because he backed the United States and he would not have any leaking of any kinds of information, of classified information, if he were to stay in that country and get asylum. Yeah, right. So Jay Carney awkwardly, and I happen to see this because they're getting bombarded by questions in the daily briefings. So the press secretary says that the NSA's work saves lives. It saves lives. That's what he's saying. In fact, here's the whole quote. If we're going to keep our citizens and our allies safe, we have to continue to stay ahead of these changes. And that's what our intelligence community has been doing extraordinarily well. See, they know their back is against the wall because General Alexander is like a rabid dog. He wants to go on a secret drone mission to take out Ed Snowden, I'm certain of it, because of all the things that are coming out. Who's being spied on, what phones are being tapped, all that kind of stuff. And what the White House is saying is just like Cheney, that if we're going to be safe, then we need to be able to do this. And foreign governments who might know that they could be spied on, now that it's in their face, don't like it. So Germany and Brazil are saying, we want this resolution for an international right to privacy. There are 19 other countries who have signed on. 19 others. France, Mexico, they're in there too. But the real leaders in this are Germany and France, because they want a new kind of code of spook versus spook conduct on either side of the Atlantic. So that's why you've got all these intelligence experts who are in D.C. who are trying to meet and figure this out. This is nasty business. This is nasty business. So they're just going to sign. Let's just sign the document. We won't spy on you any longer. You don't spy on us. What kind of a candid meeting are you really having with the Europeans? And what kind of differences do you think you have with them, since you've been spying, tapping cell phones, all that other kind of stuff, and into their personal emails? And it just gets juicier and juicier. And the president, once again, just like the website rollout, just like the whole start of Obamacare, was unaware that the NSA was targeting Angela Merkel's cell phone, because that was the big one, the German chancellor, before the audit earlier in the summer, saying we had no idea. I mean, how is this possible that the leader of the free world is never informed on these important keystones or cornerstones, I'm going to call them, of his administration? I mean, because the whole Snowden thing dumps. So you don't think he gets daily briefings on what's happening? What are we doing? Who are we spying on? Wouldn't that be the first thing you'd say? Okay, listen, guys, I need a complete briefing on what we're doing, who we're spying on, what specifically we're doing, what heads of state, what is it? I'm the president. I want my NSA guys to come in and tell me, one, about the damage of Snowden completely hiding nothing, and to tell me what we're doing specifically. So I have a little CYA here, because I need to know, how can it be that he's not briefed on these things? What are they briefing him on? What's growing in the garden on the lawn of the White House? It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense. So, of course, now we want to hear about the surveillance techniques, and there's a push for this on the Hill because it's a layup to do this. So if we cooperate with the Europeans, and what do we do? Stress the security benefits of surveillance? How does that soothe? If I'm the Chancellor of Germany, and you're going to try to convince me it's okay to spy on me, to tap my cell phone, and to have access to my computer, my emails? No, you're not going to convince me that that makes my people safer and your people safer. Because we're talking about embassies, parliaments, citizens. We're talking huge amounts of information. I don't care if it's metadata or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's just, it taps everywhere, culling constantly, pulling information, sharing passenger manifests with the Department of Homeland Security. Some people wouldn't like that. So this is heavy spying. Heavy spying. And the people that are part of this know how deep it goes. And when this becomes public, the answer of, well, everybody does it, so we're not worried about it, that just doesn't wash. That's not going to float. It's not floating with the people who are the heads of state and their countries, and it's not floating with the American people. And once again, this is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is an American problem. This is your government. What is the right course of action here? You have Dianne Feinstein, who says supports the NSA, but says she's totally opposed to spying on these other governments and spying on U.S. citizens. And then you have the administration saying the opposite. Well, this is what we do, basically. We have to do this to keep America safe. You want to be safe, America? This is what we do. Sorry you found out about it. Sorry that this blew up in our faces because we hired a contractor who downloaded all the information onto a thumb drive and took it away with him to Hong Kong and then ultimately Russia. And trust me, if we could only get our hands on him, which they never will. So that to have the White House press secretary say the NSA's work saves lives is just lame. That's not an acceptable answer to the questions he was being bombarded with. It's too late. Everybody knows. Hey, I know what's coming up next here on America Tonight. Zach Badorf joins us. He spent a week again in Jordan checking out the situation as well with the Syrian refugee camps, the conditions, what the thought is, speaking of America, and how people there are viewing America's efforts to help the Syrians. So he joins us to talk about that and other things as well. Hang through with us. Jump over the wall. I'll meet you on the other side.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We talked to him before about this, and boy, he went back again. Zach Badorf spent a week in Jordan reporting on the Syrian refugee crisis. He was there with Luke Vargas from Talk Radio News as well. Zach, thanks for popping on America Tonight. We always appreciate the time you spend with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me what it was like first upon your arrival, because you did this before. What did you notice maybe that was a little bit different this time, if anything?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I spent about 2.5-3 weeks in Turkey covering the Syrian crisis from that country. And it was sort of a different experience. And looking back, and I've sort of tried to figure this out myself, it did feel different. And I think the reason for that is that more of the political opposition and the rebels are they are based out of Turkey. So we didn't get really a feel for that so much on the political side of things. But we did focus more on the refugees in Jordan. Jordan is taking in about 550,000 to 600,000 refugees. And so that's having a huge economic toll on the country.
Yeah, so taking in those refugees and talking about the urban refugees, what was it like? What did you notice about the folks there that you talked to?
Yeah, that the urban refugees in particular are a big part of the puzzle here. As you said, it's a big part of the population of refugees as well. So roughly 80% of them, of the Syrians who come into Jordan, are living in the cities. And they're sort of living amongst the people. They're invisible refugees, if you will. And so it's difficult for them to really be seen. And there's always a nice visual if you go to the refugee camps. You can see them all together. You see them living in tents and in hardened structures. But going inside the cities, you sort of get an idea of what their lives are like. Luke and I spent some time sort of walking around some of the cities, talking to people, and we easily found Syrians throughout the city. They're sort of everywhere, and it's a really tough life for many of them. I mean, they don't have permission officially to work. Many of them do work illegally, and oftentimes they take lower-paying jobs, and that creates some discontent amongst the Syrian population. And, you know, aside from that, many of them are having a tough time getting food. There are World Food Programs, you know, with the UN voucher systems where they can go and get food. But yeah, there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lack of information about where to get the vouchers. So there's a lot of challenges that these refugees are facing.
You said there was a strain on the economy there in Jordan, and you noticed it. When you notice the strain on what, in other words, what are you seeing? You're not seeing a lot of people driving around in cars. You're not seeing a lot of what you used to see in Jordan, because at one point that used to be kind of an opulent country.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there still is that sort of lifestyle. I mean, there is an upper class to Jordan, and that they're doing okay. I mean, they have their jobs, and many of them supported by the monarch. And there's a lot of business still in Amman, the capital where Luke and I spent most of our time. But if you look down, if you go out into the suburbs, if you go into the countryside, I think that's where it's mostly affected. And the biggest effect is on jobs, for Jordanians. You know, the Syrians, or many Syrians are coming, and the economy was never doing terrific before. I mean, it was the kingdom apparently at the moment is broke. So they have their own economic issues and a lot of economic problems there, where people are looking for work, and let's see what else they you know, and one of their issues I wanted to hit on, which is that you know, roughly 80% of the water that Jordan gets is imported. So you know, having another 10% population growth, and again, I'll make the analogy where you know, if we had 10% of our population come in, it would be like roughly the population of Canada showing up on the doorsteps, and that changes things. I mean, there is social, political, economic dynamics there that are changing.
Yeah, in the camps themselves, and talking about the is there a lack of food, or what's happening there in Syria? I mean, the humanitarian efforts have, I know there's a big push and they're always amped up, but how much longer does that go on? Because, you know, when you're right there in the middle of the crisis and people are paying attention, as you know, then they're feeding and funneling money and food as much as they can. But what's the situation there? Are people having a rough time as far as food is concerned?
Yeah, within Syria in particular, the humanitarian access to getting food to people is really, it's awful at the moment, and we can blame the regime for that. You know, roughly 1.5 million people in Damascus are under siege. So that means that they're surrounded by the regime forces. They can't leave. No humanitarian aid is allowed to be brought in, whether it's through the International Committee of the Red Cross or whether it's through, you know, the UN World Food Program. The regime is not permitting them to go in. And so that means, and they've been under siege for months. I talked to people in one town, Wadamia, which is just north of Damascus, and people there have been under siege for more than a year. And what that meant is that adults and children have been literally starving to death. They've got to a point of malnutrition where they could not, their bodies could not function anymore. And people are resorting to eating leaves, figs, whatever they can find. The situation, you know, this is of course without any electricity, with just one pipe of running water. You know, the medical supplies are extremely limited. So, I mean, this is sort of an extreme case, but, out in Damascus, you know, as I said, 1.5 million people under siege, and the regime is not allowing, humanitarian access to these areas that are held by the rebels. So it's a really dire situation for a lot of people. And now I should add that within the refugee camps in Jordan, the situation is much better in terms of access to food. The UN World Food Program is providing regular food. And within the countries of Jordan, when the urban refugees also have access to food vouchers, so they can go to stores that are authorized and get food on a regular basis.
Yeah. What's at these days, what's going on with Jordan as far as the rebels are concerned, and how much are they supporting the rebels?
That's a very interesting topic as well, because, you know, Jordan is sort of trying to position itself in the middle here. They are in a very volatile political region. On all sides, they have some Islamists. You know, they've got to worry about the Al-Qaeda threat coming into their country. Jordan, as you probably know, was not really affected by the Arab Spring. It was not much of an uprising there. So they are concerned about discontent, and they're concerned about some sort of similar uprising. And Jordan also is made up of roughly 40 to 50% of refugees itself, a large number of Palestinians. You've got a lot of Egyptians as well. You've got some Sudanese and Somalis. It's a very diverse country, but that also means that the political strongholds that the king has are sort of weakened, you know, with the rising groups of other people coming in. A lot of concern there. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, and so there's, as you say, there's a lot of concern there. So is it kind of is it sort of split as far as it's supporting what's happening militarily in Syria, or, you know, how much are they buying from the old regime, in other words, or how much do they want to see the rebels succeed?
Right, exactly. So that's really their challenge, which is, you know, they have a concern over discontent within their country, and yet at the same time, you know, most of Jordan is Sunni. So in some senses, this conflict in Syria is a sectarian fight. Between the Alawites, which are backing Assad, which is a minority in the country, against the Sunnis, who are mostly who are the rebel faction. I mean, there's some mix over there, and it's not always sectarian, but it's a big part of it. And so the Sunni countries like Jordan, like Saudi Arabia, like Qatar, are supporting the rebels, along with the United States. And then you've got the Shias, Hezbollah, and you've got Iran supporting the regime. So essentially, the Jordan is, to get to your question in a roundabout way, Jordan is supporting the rebels, but they're doing it very quietly. And they're doing it, they're not always allowing weapons to go back and forth. They want to be careful not to piss off Assad so much that he sends people into Jordan to sort of rise up some Islamic fervor. Because, again, they have to worry about their own domestic concerns as well.
Yeah. Going as the two of you as journalists, how are you treated? Do people want to talk to you? Are you worried about people watching you? What's that like?
I think I'll give one example, and I should say that this is sort of an extreme example that I've never experienced in Jordan, or this is just a one-off thing. We were in the refugee camp, Zatari, this is the main one, and we were doing some recording on the streets, and this a big burly guy in military fatigues, a military vest, not full fatigues, he showed up. He stood between me and the camera, and he said, he basically just would not let me film, and he pointed at me and said, no, and then he apparently, he was speaking in Arabic, but I later got a translation. He started cursing Obama and saying, you know, the United States should have acted in taking down the Syrian regime, and there's a lot of discontent there. So then he started grabbing at my camera, and it could have been, and people started coming around, and eventually we just walked away, and we were able to escape that situation, which could have gone a little bit bad. As I said, it's sort of an extreme situation. I hadn't experienced anything like that before in our whole trip. But I think it's sort of an illustration of the frustration that people feel. Mm-hmm. The very real anger that they actually feel about, what the lack of action on behalf of the United States against Assad. But for the most part, you know, I felt very safe in Jordan. Mm-hmm. Jordan is very safe. The reason is because their intelligence folks are very good about keeping out Al-Qaeda types.
What an interesting experience. Zach Badorf, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for giving us that that great report, those insights into what you saw. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. Or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We start off talking about more problems with healthcare.gov, and I think Kathleen Sebelius needs to go, but it's such a layup to say that. Somebody has to be the point person. You don't hold a cabinet spot, and you don't keep holding on to it when you have problem after problem that have massive repercussions. It's such a big problem that the healthcare deadline had to be moved, although I don't think many people are whining about that. So, in other words, you must have health care coverage or be fined by the IRS starting January 1st. But no, now that gets moved to March 31st because of all of the problems with the rollout. And then to have it crash again. Things can crash. Things can happen. Nothing's 100% foolproof, but this is nowhere close. On a sliding scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best rollout possible, like an Amazon or a Google or somebody else in the business rolling out some other kind of a functioning website or search engine or whatever, I would say, with the magnitude, 300 million popped into this, I would say it's really a 1. It's probably being generous. I'm probably being generous giving it a 1, too, by the way. All right, the NSA and the spying thing is the rest of it. The White House defending the NSA and all the criticism from the rest of the world over the surveillance that's happening. And there's no getting around this because you got a lot of people that are furious and they want action. Germany wants something done. France wants something done. A lot of the allies not happy about having cell phones, emails, all that kind of stuff hacked into. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, what's up?
Shit on, comrade.
Oh, my, oh, my. Craziness ensues. The ripple effects from Washington. Amazing.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Hey, get you a good CPA and can hear. Hello.
Get a good, yeah, your cell phone, they're probably tapping you. Get a good CPA.
Get a good CPA and such as myself and start taking all this medical crap off on your income taxes. Anything after 7% of your gross, just start hammering away.
There you go. That's a great tip, actually, Pete. I bet a lot of people don't realize that. Absolutely. Start doing that. There's an answer. Get some of that money back.
Yeah, and I heard you talking to Dan the other day, and I hadn't heard from Dan in a long time. But anyway, this Marie and Boudreaux, they was man and wife, and Boudreaux done stepped out on Marie. Marie went to the pharmacist and said, "Pharmacist, I need some cyanide." The pharmacist said, "Marie, what do you need cyanide for?" She said, "My husband went and stepped out on, I will kill my husband." He said, "Oh, no, I can't give you no cyanide." "No, no way." She said, "Well, take a look at this here picture." She held a picture of Boudreaux and the pharmacist's wife up. And he said, "Oh, I didn't know you had a prescription."
Oh, I love those Louisiana accents between you and Dan and those jokes. That is so good. Oh, Pete, I'm stealing that one. I like it. It's good. Very, very funny. Thanks, Pete. Great tip, too, by the way. So you heard what Pete said. He's a CPA. 7% of your gross. If you're into medical deep and you're paying, then you get into this whole thing with Obamacare, get tangled up in it. He's right. There's the write-offs. I didn't realize that, though. It's smart to think of it that way. Todd in South Carolina. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Good, Kate. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
You know, it's going back to '68. It's just Chicago politics. You know, it really is. I remember Mayor Daley doing the same thing, throwing things by people where they can't think about it twice. There's Obama. You know, what do you want to talk about? The health care situation? He passed it underneath, you know, underneath our sleeves. It's just Chicago politics all over again.
Well, that's true, because remember when the health care, the whole thing came up, it was what they tried to do was just ram it through really fast without anybody questioning anything. It was in the summertime. It was right before everybody was going to take off for a break, thinking, okay, boom, we're just throw this through. And then, whoa, the brakes got put on, and then the conversation started. You're right. If we could have just done it under...
I love the joke about John Kerry. He's like, people say I'm, a waffling, and I'm not waffling. I was for, you know, the war in Iraq. I was for Obamacare. Now that the people are against it, I'm against it. That isn't waffling. That's just pandering. You know, it's just typical Chicago politics. Do it underneath the breath. Get it through. Get it done. And, what can you say? This is inside the Beltway. The richest neighborhood in the Americas is inside that Beltway. And this really ticks me off, Kate, is Why fire 800,000 people when you should have just withheld all the Congress's paychecks?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get the job done, you don't get paid. They would have got it done in 3 days.
Yeah, I agree with you. I said the same thing. Just don't pay them. And next time this comes up again, you get no pay, zero pay, unless you can take the, you know, you have a whole year, you can't come up with a budget. If you can't come up with a budget, you shouldn't be part of the process.
Well, that's the president, and that's criminal. I mean, it's constitutional law. He's got to come up with a budget, but he won't.
Yeah.
You know, and he just throws it onto the Senate saying, oh, so they're their fault. It's their fault. And, you know, this is just crazy Democratic politics going, we want to win at whatever cost. And, you know what, I'm a Republican, and they're doing the same thing at the same time going, we want to pass this. Now there's a new party coming out called the American Party, where if you don't like what they do, you can vote them out of office any day. Now there's a little bit of thin ice in Washington. Now, that Potomac ain't going to hold your skates anymore. You're going to fall through the ice. So what are you going to
do? Yeah, I like it. I think there needs to be more accountability. Todd, great call. There needs to be more accountability in D.C. We say it all the time. That's why I say the reason for the start of America Tonight, for me anyway, is the fact that you have a voice. Even though you don't think it sometimes, you have a voice. That's why the voting, that's why going after your politicians. In other words, something's happening, lean on them. Just pay attention to what you don't like that's happening. And trust me, you can hold their feet to the fire. That was healthcare, like Todd said. They really wanted to just jam that through. Hey, maybe we'll get this through, boom, and nobody will notice, and then we can deal with the fallout. But no, people noticed, and that's what started all of the ruckus over the town hall meetings where lots of questions couldn't be answered because nobody really truly knew who was representing what it was going to mean. People would go to the town hall meetings and say, well, what does that do to my insurance? And what does that mean to my coverage? And what is that going to do to Medicare and Medicaid? And what does it mean? And nobody could answer the questions, couldn't really tell them what it was going to look like. Just that it was going to be great and everybody's going to have health care coverage, access to affordable coverage. And now we see some of the fallout from that. And the other point that Todd made is, yeah, it is Chicago politics in Washington, D.C., but everybody is doing the Potomac two-step. It's across the board. That's why loss of pay, accountability, don't get more pay to be on committees when you're absent all the time and you're not there for votes. I think there's some key things that need to happen in D.C., and as we, the people, the voting public, this nation, we need to demand that it happens. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.